This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. The stress in rural areas is very real, and I don't mean to minimize the problem of suicide, but those CDC numbers were flawed, and many of us realize that. I'll talk about it after this.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seed bed in the industry and target a nickel-sized area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high-efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single-rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an axial flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
For farmers in this agriculture economy, the pressures are intense. But maybe you had the same reaction I did when CBS was spreading the story a few days ago about farmer suicides. And you wondered, is that really true? All this started back actually in December when The Guardian ran a feature that claimed farmers were committing suicide at a record rate. The author cited a 2016 study by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that found that, quote, farming, fishing, and forestry had the highest suicide rate for any occupational group. And then over the next few months, you had the New York Times and Mother Jones and NPR and CBS using that same study as the basis for stories about farmer suicides. The one problem with that narrative? It isn't true. Various analysts have looked at the numbers and found that either the media misinterpreted the results, mistaking a farm worker suicide crisis for a farmer crisis, or the Centers for Disease Control made a simple calculating error, one actually with far-reaching results. Regardless of what happened, the media's main takeaway from the report, that farmers have the highest suicide rate in the country, is simply not supported by the underlying data of the study. The CDC study, which the authors wrote, was not nationally representative, attempted to calculate suicide rates by occupational groups across just 17 states. The researchers used a national reporting system to access suicide records from 2012. They also used estimates for the total number of workers in each occupational category from a federal survey. And with those two figures, they computed the suicide rates by occupational groups. I'll be back after this.